What's up, Doc?
A good question. I don't know. We're about to find out. Welcome aboard, everybody. This is the Andy Kimball Show here live on Blog Talk Radio on this beautiful, finally, I think it's a beautiful, where are we now? Wednesday morning? I think Wednesday.
It's not bad.
Hey, who's that? Who's that? Who's that?
It's Stephen DeJoseph.
Oh, my gosh. Steve, welcome aboard, man. How you doing? We've got Stephen DeJoseph live. Well, yeah, he's live, but not in the studio. He's from his studio located outside. He's alive, and he's located outside of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, out on the East Coast here. And here I am in the studio in outside of Los Angeles, California.
Mm-hmm. Sweet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah.
So anyway, folks, Stephen is a very, very talented artist. He's a composer, singer, songwriter, performer. He plays all over the place. He's got some recordings out, some YouTube videos out. He's been doing it a long time. He's got a fascinating life story to tell as well. And he just released an incredible, actually, an amazing. I've said this before. I forget where I put this out, but I know it's out there. My review of this incredible orchestration of a very popular tune by Beethoven. No, wrong one. Fred Flintstone.
Chris Zappa.
Chris Zappa. No, in all seriousness, though, folks, it's
Frank,
a tune
Frank
by
Sinatra.
I was going to say that.
Might have been Sinatra.
And Nelson Diddle, or I mean not Diddle. What's his name? Nelson Riddle.
Nelson Diddle.
Oh, I got some. You know, before we go on, and we're going to be talking about this later, but I don't know if you heard that Gordon Lightfoot had died on Monday, 84 years old.
Amazing artist.
Yeah, wrote so many songs about the places he's been and his observation of the world and just, you know, just wherever he was, he'd come up with these amazing tunes and came into fame in the coffee house scene in right around 1971, and was introduced to the world shortly thereafter. And of course, his songs that were, you know, covered by so many artists over the years, there's almost countless. But we all know Edmund Fitzgerald, and If You Could Read My Mind, and Sundown, and Everdeen. We're going to play some of this stuff later, but. So I just want to mention that because I just got word of that recently. 84 years old, he had some health problems that he encountered starting in 2002, and it's been a little bit of a battle for him ever since. Mm. He had died at 84 years old in the hospital of natural causes. But anyway, all the best to Gordon Lightfoot's family, friends, loved ones, and so forth. What a big contribution he has made to music, not just the acoustic and folk music scene, but music in general.
Truly.
Anyway, yeah. So let's back to what we were talking about before. Steve, you know, it's amazing when you hear about.
He has his weaknesses, but he has good people around him.
Uh huh. True. Yes, always.
That's true.
Thank you, Mr. Nixon, for commenting. That's our special commentator who contacts us from wherever he is and always has something
somewhere
to say. Somewhere, wherever. But what I think we'll do here is let's introduce Stephen DeJoseph through his interpretation of the Yes Classic Roundabout right here on the Andy Kimball Show. Take a listen to this, folks. Don't go away now. Stay right here. Listen to this.
Thank you.
Quite impressive there, Steve. How do you do that? That's just absolutely really impressive playing. I mean, you put that whole thing together, and I don't know how you knew what part came when. I mean, it's just it's really, really, really good. Tell me this. Let's talk about your background. Like, you're obviously accomplished. You're very, and you play guitar as well. I've heard you play guitar.
And, I don't know if that's but I play guitar.
I play guitar. When did you start playing music? Like, at what age? And are you classically trained, or how did this all happen?
I pretty much started playing in utero.
I was born with the piano. Look, Mom.
So when I was a little tyke, I started demanding instruments when I was a kid, just like, you know, 4. I was like, I want to play 5, you know, 6. Mm-hmm. I really exploded into, like, I saw the Beatles on Ed Sullivan for the first time. I think they were in the United States. And mm-hmm. They, you know, I just kind of I literally jumped off the chair. I said, I want to do that. And my parents are like, what do you mean? What? Do what? Be Ed Sullivan? Or talk about the Beatles?
Wow.
You know, they didn't really know. So then, you know, and at the same time, that's when Tourette's, which I have developed. So it was a very interesting time, you know. So that's really my beginnings. And that was like, I immediately wanted to do it. And it was, there was no prompting from anybody else outside, you know.
Yeah, and yeah. And you've talked, you've been open about your, and talked about and filmed actually a piece about your battle and achievements going through life with Tourette's, and what an acknowledgement to you and your talent and what you've done, and just amazing, had come out there and really been a champion. And your stage performances are incredible. Just you'd never know it in a million years. Like you get up on stage and play, and it's like. Just really phenomenal. And what's very fascinating, I think, about Stephen DeJoseph's performance is that over and beyond a singer-songwriter, which he writes songs and he sings and he's a singer-songwriter, but he's a composer. He's a true artist, you know, a true artist. And there's a distinction between somebody who's an artist and somebody who just plays songs and, you know, writes songs. He's almost, you can see more depth such as you would with a classical composer, you know, no matter what you touch upon, whether it's a guitar tune, a song that you wrote or orchestration on the piano. I've also seen you play recording of the Charlie Brown Peanuts theme. I think that's on YouTube or somewhere out there. Stephen DeJoseph.
It may have been the piece called Skating.
Okay.
And
also the Flight of the Bumblebee.
Yeah, it ended up being called the Bumblebee Bop.
The Bumblebee. That's
it's like
phenomenal bebop composition.
Bebop a pleasure.
Yep. Yeah. So where can if I was out in the world listening to this show? And by the way, folks, if you'd like to talk to Steve and ask more questions about his music and about his the tune Roundabout, how that came about. Our number here at the studio, you call right now, is 515-605-9888. And you could also email the show if you're hearing this as a podcast after the live recording. You obviously cannot call in, but you can email the show at theandykimbellshow@gmail.com. Andy Kimball, KIMBELL show at gmail.com. And we can pass your questions, comments, whatever you might have to Steve directly from the show. But awesome. So Steve, where can somebody learn more about your music? And you have a website, an Instagrammatic or Gram or whatever you call it there, and a face Twitter or Bob,
like
and all that stuff. Social media.
Instagrammatogram.
Yeah.
Can we create the called Instagrammatogram?
The what?
That's kind of
Instagrammatogram. Instagrammatogram. Yes. Yeah.
They can go to my website, which I always, my home, you know, I consider. A lot of times where I think about social media, which a lot of people are obviously there, but you know, it's the difference between, you know, having dinner at the restaurant and then coming to someone's home, you know. So the website. So my website is just my name, Stephen DeJoseph, StephenDijoseph.com. But I'm also on Facebook as DeJoseph Music and Film, and Instagram as Stephen DeJoseph.
Okay, gotcha. Instagram. What's your Instagram again? Gotcha.
Instagram is Stephen DeJoseph, StephenD.
Okay.
Yeah, Dijoseph.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, you're this Roundabout is phenomenal. How did you get to do that? I mean, had just come upon, you say, I'm going to do, you were a Yes fan growing up. I mean,
Yeah. I've always been a Yes fan, and progressive rock has always been a real source of inspiration for me. That really, listening to progressive rock and hearing people play it live was an inspiration to get into classical music. And then I discovered all the amazing composers through time and studying them. And then my uncle gave me my father's guitar, which he played for only a month. Mm-hmm. And I got into guitar. So I sort of spread out because, well, I have what's called MGD, which is multiple genre disorder. I just really got interested in a lot of different styles. But the classical music was really a stronghold. And then jazz, I wanted to learn more about jazz because I got into different jazz pianists, Keith Jarrett, McCoy Tyner. All that stuff kind of started infiltrating through the progressive rock, because those guys mm-hmm. are usually influenced by multiple influences. mm-hmm. you know, classical mm-hmm. jazz, folk, rock, all kinds of influxes through that music.
Mm. Phenomenal. Yeah.
So that all led me to. So I've been a big fan of Yes for years, but one night I sat down and I just started playing the very beginning of that, you know, that rolling, that big beginning it has, you know, it's only on guitar, but
wow,
it just sounded like powerful on the piano. And I thought, well, that would be interesting. Let's see how far this goes. And so I started playing with the parts and learning them, and I was like, this could work.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Here we are a year later, and you know, it worked, because a lot of people are really liking it right now. There's a prog rock station in the UK that's starting to play it this Sunday, so there are a bunch of prog DJs there digging on it, and I'm very happy about that.
Well, yeah, I play around about a year, just short of a year ago, somewhere. Philadelphia at this mm-hmm, somewhere mm-hmm. in Philly, and you set your board up once. They'd have their tunes, I figured, and you got up there and ripped right in a roundabout and blew the place away. I mean, I think I've said this before, but there was not a draw that was not dropped in the venue when you got up on stage and played that live. And
I don't think people expect, like, see, I learned the entire piece because I was aiming it. Yes, aficionados to listen to it. So mm-hmm. when those people listen, they're like, "Oh, where's that part? You know, where's that other part? How's he going to do that part?" You know, so that was my focus. And then I found out that the world at large was into it, which is a big surprise. You know, so sometimes I find myself editing it, making it a little shorter when I'm playing live, depending on the setting. But you know, if it's my own concert, then I just do the whole thing full out.
And where do you know Philadelphia area for the most part?
I've been doing, I work as a pianist, so I have a lot of gigs, you know, that's great. And I do concerts. Yeah, like I've played older venues, the Tin Angel, I played World Music Cafe, I've been on XPN a bunch of times, I got featured mm-hmm. on WHYY.
Mm-hmm.
Then an amazing salon called Andrea Clearfield's. Z-Line.
Oh yeah, in Philadelphia. I remember that going way back. Yeah, sure.
That's
sure.
been a great place. And then really, I just came back from a show in D.C., a concert venue down there. So it's really just, and I've been all over the place, really. Northeast, not much in the Midwest, been on the West Coast, and I've been into Europe.
So we got to get you out here. We got to get you out here.
Yes, I need to do more of that, yeah.
Yeah, I know you and I've jammed a little.
We go way back.
We got to do some of that. All the very best. And again, the website.
My website again is stephendijoseph.com. StephenDijoseph.com.
Okay. Well, thanks very much for joining us, and all
Thank
the very
you.
Best. We're going to hear now from as we open the show with the announcement that Gordon Lightfoot had died at the age of 84 on Monday, and let's hear one of his most popular tunes here on The Andy Kimball Show, Gordon Lightfoot.
I can see her lying back in her satin dress, in a room where you do what you don't confess. Sundown, you better take care, if I find you've been creeping round my back stairs. Sundown, you better take care, if I find you've been creeping round my back stairs. Some lost in her loving is your first mistake. Sundown, you better take care if I find you've been creeping round my back steps. Sometimes I think it's a sin when I feel like I'm winning when I'm losing again.
This next song was a posthumous collaboration. The lyrics were written by the 19th century English novelist, poet, and clergyman Charles Kingsley, who you might remember as having written a book called The Water Babies. Anybody read The Water Babies? What a cute little bunch of people you are.
It's a cute book.
The music for this song was written by a certain violinist of my acquaintance.
I'm pretty cute too, I guess. Yes. Let's get some tuning here. I had a great deal of trouble getting in touch with Mr. Kingsley in regard to this song. Mostly via Ouija board. Of course, I've been communing with spirits for years and I'm used to that.
Three Fishers. Three fishers went sailing out into the west, out into the west as the sun went down. Each thought on the woman that loved him the best. The children stood watching them out of the town. For men must work and women must weep. For there's little to earn and there's many to keep. And the harbor bar be moaning. And the harbor bar. Lighthouse tower, and they trimmed the lamps as the sun went down, and they looked at the squall, and they looked at the showers, and the night rock came rolling in ragged and brown. For men must work and women must weep, for there's little to earn and there's many to keep. And the harbor bar be moaning, and the harbor bar be moaning. For men must work and men must weep, though storms be sudden and the waters be deep, and the harbor be moaning, and the harbor be moaning. Three corpses lay out on the shining sand in the morning gleam as the tide went down, and the women were weeping and wringing their hands for those who would never come back to the town. For men must work and women must weep, and the sooner it's over, the sooner to sleep. And goodbye to the bar and its moaning, and goodbye to goodbye to the bar and its moaning, and goodbye to the bar and its
Anybody here remember love? How about lust?
Anybody here tonight on a date? Anybody here wish they were? Yes, of course. Is it a big date night here in Santa Monica? It's hard for us to tell anymore because we're beyond that. We're too old. But we do remember what it was like to be interested in dating and stuff. And recognizing that, we like to send this song out. It's the only love song we have in our whole repertoire. And we like to send this song out to people on dates in the audience. We'd like to send this song out to those of you who are here on a date tonight with very sincere and fervent hope that each and every one of you tonight score.
Two. One, two, three, four.
Where the earth shows its bones of wind-broken stone, and the sea and the sky are warm. I'm caught out of time, my blood sings with wine, and I'm running naked in the sun. There's God in the trees, I'm weak in the knees, and the sky is a painful blue. I'd like to look around, but honey, all I see is you. Summer city lights will soften the night. Do you think that the air is clear? And I'm sitting with friends where 45 cents will buy another glass of beer. He's got something to say, but I'm so far away that I don't know who I'm talking to. 'Cause you just walked in the door, and honey, all I see is you. And I just want to hold you closer than I've ever held anyone before. You say you've been twice a wife and you're through with life. Oh, but honey, what the hell's it for? After 23 years, you'd think I could find a way to let you know somehow. But I want to see your smiling face 45 years from now. Alone in
dimming the lights on stage every night. I've been reaching out to find a friend who knows all the words, sings so she's heard and knows how all the stories end. And maybe after the show she'll ask me to go home with her for a drink or two. Now her smile lights her eyes, but honey, all I see is you. And I just wanna hold you closer than I've ever held anyone before. You say you've been twice a wife and you're through with life. Oh, but honey, what the hell's it for? After 23 years, you think I could find a way to let you know somehow that I wanna see your smiling face 45 years from now. In harmony, I just wanna hold you closer than I've ever held anyone before. You say you've been twice a wife and you're through with life. Oh, but honey, what the hell's it for? After 23 years, you think I could find a way to let you know somehow that I wanna see your smiling face 45 years from now. Yes, I want to see your smiling face 45 years from now.
Stan Rogers. Excuse me, Stan Rogers live at McCabe's Guitar Store in Santa Monica, California, 1983. Unfortunately, that was the same year that Stan had died. On the way back from playing a music festival in Texas at the age of 33, he stayed behind the rest of his brother. That was his brother, commenting, Garnett Rogers, who's still out there doing an amazing job. He's been playing for years now, and just incredibly talented artist, singer-songwriter, again, out of Canada. But Stan toured with his brother and others, and the band went back to Canada, their home, And Stan stayed for a press interview and got a later flight. And that flight had a fire on board. They made an emergency landing. And evidently Stan was helping evacuate people after the landing. And the plane, you know, was engulfed in flames. And Stan had, at 33 years old, Stan Rogers. Look him up. I mean, just incredible songs. That by the way, that piece that we just played with Live from McCabe's, he continues on to play this 45 years, which I covered. And this is the Andy Kimball Show. You're welcome to get hold of us through email at theandykimballshow@gmail.com or call us when we're live. Well, I guess we're always live. Call us when the show is live. Yeah, call us when the show is live. 515-605-9888. And what would you like to hear now? I'm thinking maybe some, I'm thinking Rory Block. A lot of you might not know who Rory Block is. She's a wonderful woman, incredible guitar player, singer, songwriter, and she does the blues like it's somebody's business. And I've got a recording of Rory playing live at the Dormica Conan's Fur Piece Ranch. I forget when this was. Maybe 1985, if I'm mistaken. I forget. Anyway, it's Rory Block live, and she's incredible. If you ever get to see her, if she's still playing, in quite some time in terms of her playing playing around much. I don't know. I should look that up. Okay, this is Rory Block live at Fur Piece Ranch. Listen to her singing and guitar playing. Unbelievable.
Based on a true story about a lady named Frankie Silvers. I say Frankie was a good girl, everybody know. But she paid $100 for Albert's shoes and clothes. He was her man, but he was doing her wrong. I say that Frankie went down to the corner saloon. She didn't go to be gone long. She peeked through the keyhole in the doors, while Albert in Alice's arms. He was her man, but he was doing her wrong. I say, Frankie called to Albert. Love, but Albert said, I don't care. Boy, if you don't come to the woman you love, gonna haul you out of here. you're my man, but you done me wrong. I said, Frankie shot old Albert. Lord, she shot him 3 or 4 times. Sitting draw back, got the smoke of my gun, let me see old Albert dying. He was my man. No, but he done me wrong. Oh. I said, I ain't gonna tell no story. Lord, I ain't gonna tell no lies. Said, Albert passed by the old girl called Alice cried. He was her man, but he was doing her wrong. I said, the judge and Frankie walk out on the stand. They walk out side by side. Now the judge says to Frankie, now you're gonna be justified for killing a man. I know he done you wrong. Oh. Poor Frankie.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Mm-mm-mm. Yes. At a Sam Ash guitar store a few years ago. I remember doing that. I'm thinking 2015 in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania. A guy named Bob Boyle brought his old Ovation in. I was at an arrangement with Sam Ash Music Stores where I would conduct workshops in various aspects of performing, guitar technique and songwriting, guitar coaching, stage presence. And this one guy, would, you know, he's a great, great guy. And he gave him some guitar coaching as well. And he brought his old Ovation and said, Andy, can you do me a favor and check this guitar out? And he recorded that tune when I did. And later on, I'd learned that Bob had died of a sudden heart attack at work. And, man, that just shocked all of us there. Everybody who knew him, he used to come out quite a bit. And anyway, so I wrote a song and dedicated to Bob. It's a 12-string guitar piece called Slappin' Junkie, I think. Slappin' Junkie. He's a big fan of the guitar, and he's really making some amazing progress in my coaching sessions with him and others in a group workshop I did. All right, anyway, so let's move on to some music. This is one of my earliest influences in acoustic music. I used to be an amazing fan. I still am of the Rolling Stones. Like, I played in electric rock and roll bands with my Gibson Les Paul guitar. And then when I was in Florida in the early 80s, teamed up with a guy named Brian Palo when we were out playing clubs and stuff up and down the mid-Atlantic coast of Florida. And this guy sang like Jackson Brown, kind of James Taylor combined. And kind of introduced me to Jackson Brown in a way, even though I'd known about him earlier, but I was into electric music at the time. And here's Jackson Brown live, Austin City Limits, playing These Days. Thank you.
talking these days. These days. These days I seem to think a lot about the things that I forgot to do. And all the time I had the chance to. And I stop my rambling. I don't do that much gambling these days. These days. These days I seem to think about how all the changes came about my ways. And I wonder if I'll see another high. Sit on cornerstones and count the time in quarter tones to ten. Don't confront me with my failures. I had not forgotten them. Let it pour,
let it rain a whole lot more, cause I got them deep river blues. Let that old river rise and fall, and let the big waves make a wall, cause I got them deep river blues. All right, son. Walks just like a waterfowl when I get them deep river blues. Ain't no one to cry for me. The fish all go out on a spree when I get them deep river blues. Give me back my old boat. I'm gonna sail if she'll float. Yes, I've got them deep river blues. I'm going back to Muscle Shoals. I'm getting better there, I'm told, boys. I got them deep river blues. Just let me die, cause I got them deep river blues. Get her, Merle.
It's all right. Yeah, that was Doc Watson. He's also, unfortunately, no longer with us. I got the opportunity to catch Doc Watson live many years ago in a very, very small, intimate club. Just sat right up front. He was right next to me. And my gosh, what an amazing bluegrass picker Doc Watson is. Let's hear, we're going to hear a tune live. Lou Reed. Remember Lou Reed?
Holly came from Miami, FLA. Hitchhiked away across the USA. Plucked her eyebrows along the way. Then he shaved his legs, and honey, he was a sheep that said, babe, take a walk on the wild side. Oh, honey, you take a walk on the wild side. Holly came from out on the island. In the back room, honey, she was everybody's darling. But she never once lost her head. Even when she was giving good head, they said, babe, take a walk on the wild side. Honey, you take a walk on the wild side. And the public girls go, the sugar plum fairy waiter came and it hit the street. What? looking for soul food and somebody to meet. He went down to the Apollo. You should have seen him. Where'd he go, go, go? Hey, babe, you take a walk on the wild side. Oh, honey, you take a walk on the wild side. Now Jackie, she's just speeding away. Thought that she's Jimmy Dean for a day. Then you know that she had to crash. Valium would have helped that best in me. You take a walk on the wild side. Hey sugar, take a walk on the wild side. And the colors just go.
Die, Riley, Mr. Will Die. train of pain. Mama, rock me.
Me mama. Mm-mm-mm. That was Old Quill Medicine Show, live at Farm Aid. Old Quill Medicine Show. And so I get to see them live once in a while back at the Philadelphia Folk Festival. Amazing. Just look great. If they're around your town, they're touring like crazy. Still, if you see them advertised, do not miss that show. Do not miss that show. It's really good. Hey, folks, guess what? We are about out of time here. I could do this all day long. Some great music coming up that I'd like to be able to put on the show, but we'll have to wait till next time around. As a matter of fact, I go to London via New York, and so the next show, I guess, coming out next Wednesday will be a pre-record, no studio guest scheduled for that show. I will be in London and be back in 2 weeks to do another live show with special guests. And you never know what's going to happen on the Andy Kimmel Show. What we're going to talk about, who we're going to have on, and what kind of music we're going to play. It will be in the world of blues, folk, Celtic, Zydeco, bluegrass, eclectic, whatever, singer-songwriters. And, hey, you never know, Rolling Stones here and there, too. You know what I'm saying? Thank you very much for listening. The way to get in touch with the show is email theandykimbell, K-I-M-B-E-L, show at gmail.com. In the studio live, join the show. Talk about your favorite artists. Who do you like? Why do you like them? Who do you want us to have on? We are in Los Angeles. A lot of musicians come through here. We can get people on this show. So who do you want to see live on the show? In the world of singer-songwriters, we don't do kind of pop, contemporary rap, and so forth. That's not what we do here. This is dedicated to singer-songwriters, artists who play acoustic and, singer-songwriter type of music. You know what I'm saying? Live in the world of folk and blues and such. Celtic. We haven't done much Celtic. I keep saying I'm going to do some Celtic. We did, I think, the last show. I got to write myself a note. Andy, get some Celtic. And also some more music from New Orleans. We're going to feature music by Buckwheat Zydeco and Mr. Chenier and others. Bossolet upcoming. I've got such a great lineup of music. Don't miss the Andy Kimball Show when you see it, because there's going to be some fun stuff. We're going to have a lot of fun as we move ahead with this show. So anyway, that'll wrap it. That's what they say here in Hollywood. That's a wrap. That's a wrap. And I want to thank everybody. I want to especially thank our special guest, Stephen DeJoseph, for joining us on the show. And, of course, we featured his interpretation of the classic Yes tune, Roundabout. And wonderful, wonderful song. If you missed it, then rewind the show and catch it early on. Pretty amazing. So that's, again, thank you so much for joining us. I think our exit music is playing, which means, Andy, get the heck out of here. And, we'll see everybody. When I return from London, I can't believe I'm going over there again. I love it there. Love, love London. I'm doing a recording in a very iconic music studio in London. Soon. I'll talk about that in another show coming up, and we'll talk about what I'm doing there and so forth, and looking forward to it. Anyway, enough. Thank you for chiming in. The Andy Kimball Show at gmail.com, and tune into the show whenever you see us advertised on whatever platform you're listening on.